Let's start with that 93 Voter Registration Act, often referred to as the Motor Voter Law. Sarah Brannon is director of Project Vote's Public Agency Registration Project.
Yes, so the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 went into effect in 1995. It's a great act because it actually meets citizens where they are, especially low-income citizens. And Section 7 requires that voter registration be offered to all Americans who are applying for public assistance benefits during their interactions with public assistance offices.
Project Vote investigates state voting records to discover who is in compliance with NVRA and who is not.
We do look at the number of voter registration applications collected at public assistance agencies. That number we get from the state of Arkansas. They're required under the National Voter Registration Act to report that to the federal government. The decline from 1995 and 96 to 2009 and 2010 was a 80% decline. So we knew 86% decline. We knew that there was a huge decrease in the number of voter registration applications being collected at public assistance agencies. So then we have somebody who is actually on the ground in Arkansas who went to a sampling of public assistance offices in Arkansas and asked clients about their experience applying for benefits and renewing their benefits and how voter registration was offered to them during the course of that interaction.
Project Vote cites the Arkansas Department of Human Services and the Arkansas Department of Health as public agency voter registration providers who may not be in compliance. ADH received notification via a faxed letter June 11th from Project Vote, addressed to the Arkansas Secretary of State's office. Mark Martin's staff did not respond to a query for this report, but in a release said they intend to investigate the claim and respond in a timely manner. In an email response to this report, Ed Barham, spokesperson for the Arkansas Department of Health, said the letter did not specify which allegations are being made against the ADH and State Department of Human Services, but that they will cooperate. Barham said staff undergo periodic motor voter law training under the Secretary of State's office. He also provided a recent tally of ADH-enabled voter registrations from 2011. But of 17,817 Arkansans, only 2,900 chose to register. Project Vote spokesperson Sarah Brannon.
What I can tell you is that we know that in the last 2 years, there's been a 40% increase in the number of Arkansas citizens who have applied for food stamps, which means that this is certainly lots of people, and all of those individuals should be offered a meaningful opportunity to register to vote. So the number is it's almost 880,000 individuals who applied for food stamps in Arkansas between 2009 and 2010. Every one of those individuals should have been offered the opportunity to register to vote when they submitted their food stamp application. During the same time period, only 4,000 people in Arkansas registered to vote. So clearly, there is a huge gap between the number of people that are registering to vote and the number of people that should have been offered the opportunity to register to vote.
That's why Project Vote issued a pre-litigation notice to Secretary of State Mark Martin.
They have 20 days to answer that letter, and we have not heard anything from them, but we're hopeful that we will hear from them. And what we hope to obtain from the letter is that Arkansas will start to do its job assisting citizens with voter registration at public assistance agencies.
Project Vote is currently in litigation with the states of Massachusetts and Louisiana. Arkansas voting data can be found on the Secretary of State's website. In the 2004 state presidential election, of 1,684,000 registered voters, 62% turned out. In 2008, 64% came out to vote, a 2% increase. In the 2010 midterm general election, 48% voted. Non-presidential elections tend to yield fewer voters. But this past May, for the Arkansas state primary election, of 1,539,000 registered voters, nearly 336,000 cast their ballot. That calculates to 22%, well below the previous presidential primary. It's anybody's guess what voter turnout in Arkansas will be like in November, But Project Vote and other groups like Demos and Fair Election Legal Network are concerned that fewer and fewer Americans are going to the polls.
What I can tell you is Arkansas follows the national trend. When the National Voter Registration Act was enacted and first enforced in 1995 and 96, most states did an excellent job complying with all the requirements. In Arkansas, for example, 28,000 people submitted voter registrations from public assistance agencies. And then over time, many states have stopped complying with the National Voter Registration Act, and so the number of voter registrations has been greatly declining downward.
Among other things, Project Vote seeks to improve the numbers via paperless registration, investigate voter database purges, inept poll workers, and voter intimidation, and educate Americans about what some consider restrictive voter ID requirements. Conservatives claim Project Vote has a leftist agenda. According to Ballotpedia, Project Vote is a, quote, family organization to the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, ACORN, which historically worked to get out the vote among impoverished and working poor communities. In 2010, of course, ACORN was forced to file for Chapter 7 liquidation after negative publicity generated by two conservative activists successfully smeared the historic civil rights group. Although cleared of wrongdoing, ACORN never recovered. Project Vote does not receive any federal funding, instead gathers donations from individual donors and foundation grants. In 2011, its operating budget was $1.6 million. And Sarah Brannon says Project Vote's only agenda is to empower, educate, and mobilize low-income minority youth and other marginalized and underrepresented voters.
I can tell you that the electorate does trend to be older, richer, and whiter, and our goal is to ensure that minorities, low incomes, and young Americans are registered to vote at the same rate in which they are members of the population. That is not true currently. One of the great things about the NVRA and the requirements is that this speaks directly to that population, and if the state of Arkansas was doing a better job registering low-income individuals, we would hope there'd be a better representation and more participation.
When Project Vote submitted their notification that the state was not in compliance under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, co-signers included the Arkansas State Conference of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People and the League of United Latin American Citizens. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich. For FM 89 News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville. For KTXK, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville. I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.